Colt McCoy.
It's hard for the young guys, but for us who kind of played for a couple of years, you know, we know how good we can be. We just have to do it, and that's all really we're focused on right now.
Colt, what's it going to take for you guys to get back to that 2005 level?
It takes a lot, man. We have a ridiculously hard schedule. The Big 12 is tough. It takes one game at a time. I can't say enough about how good our spring was, how good this summer has been. We've been playing 7-on-7. We've had our conditioning workouts, and nobody's missed. That shows you, you know, so much right there. Our team is closer right now, offense, defense. We're playing together more than we have, you know, since I've been here. We're hanging out on and off the field, staying out of trouble. Nobody's been in trouble. We're doing a lot of good things, and you know, hopefully those things will carry on and help us in the season.
What accounted for that, though, this summer? Because Mac just said the same thing as far as he understood. What made this summer different? And where did the leadership come from?
Right. Well, I think obviously playing for 2 years, you know, you're in a leadership position right there. You know, we have a lot of young talent coming in, looking up for somebody, looking to somebody. And so it's easy to be in that position. And, you know, I've grown so much in that. But also we have a great group of seniors. You know, most of our seniors right now have played for 3 years. And so the guys that come in look up to them and say, man, they've played for 2 years. They know what it's like. And we've kind of taken everybody under our wing and just come together. And that's going to be important the closer we get to the season and into the season.
Where's the production from the running game going to come, Cole?
We have three guys, Chris and Vondrell and Fozzie. I'll talk a little bit about all three of them. Chris is really good. He can do anything. You know, he's great at picking up blocks on third down. He can catch the ball out of the flat. He's got great hands. And obviously he can run the ball. You know, we've seen that. Vondrell's proven himself already. You know, he runs the ball well, especially under center when he can come downhill. And then not very many people know about Fozzie. You know, he redshirted. He had a great spring. He's having a great summer. I think he's going to be really explosive. I think he's going to be one of the most explosive guys that we have. And they all have their own strengths. They all do different things well. So I feel comfortable with all three of those guys. I know that with the ball in their hands, they're going to make some plays, and we're just going to have to figure out how to use them and when to use them.
They'll be able to stretch the defense, you think?
I think so. I feel confident in that, especially our offensive line. You know, they were young. Yeah. They're going to be young. I think our offensive line will develop each week. I think they'll continue to get better as the season goes on if we stay healthy. So I think we'll definitely be able to run the ball.
Chris, Colt, a lot of people are thinking that you guys aren't going to be as good as you've been in the past. Does that kind of excite you to prove the doubters wrong?
Well, there's always high expectations for us. You know, we play at the University of Texas, so you know we know what to expect. You know, like I said earlier, we're just focused on ourselves. We're focused on making sure that we do the things right now and in the off season and in 2-a-days to be the best that we can be. And we know that if we do that, we're confident in ourselves that we can be pretty good.
Are you and Chase Daniel tearing it up in L.A. or what?
We're having a good time. It's a lot of fun. You know, we're roommates. I've known Chase for a long time, and being able to spend some time with the top quarterbacks, you know, pretty much in the nation is a pretty big honor. It's a lot of fun.
He was in here the other day and said that you're the second best quarterback in the league behind him.
He probably would say that. But, no, we are having a blast. We're having a good time. We enjoy hanging out with each other, especially in the summer.
How long have you known him?
We've known each other since high school. Both played quarterback in Texas, played in the All-Star game together. We've been friends for a while.
Colt, I'd like to ask you about another Big 12 quarterback, Sam Bradford.
Okay.
I'm blown away by you. How impressed were you by his year last year? You set the touchdown record, and then he comes along and shatters it.
Right.
A year later.
Right. No, he played great. He played great against us. And after our game, you know, I kind of jumped on his bandwagon. I watched him because you know, he's doing the same thing that I did the year before. You know, playing great. You know, nobody really knows how tough it is for a freshman to come in and stand in front of an offensive line that's played for 2 years, you know, and to be able to call the play in the huddle and then listen and respect you. And that's super challenging. And I respect him for what he did. He had a great year, and I'm sure he'll have another one this year.
That big game, the 94-yard touchdown drive in the fourth quarter, was that – I mean, that kind of illustrates
– Oh, yeah. He's got a ton of playmakers around him, but he does a great job running his offense. And he's impressive. He's fun to watch. And, you know, I talked to him after the game. I said, man, keep doing what you're doing. I know what you're going through, but not very many other people do. So keep it up. And you know, he's a good guy. that. And I look forward to watching him play again this year.
After having analyzed your second year, would it be some advice you would give him kind of going into that?
Yeah, you know, he's a great player. He'll be fine. But, you know, just for me personally, going through your sophomore year, sometimes you just feel a little bit too comfortable. And, you know, hopefully I'll get out of that this year.
A lot went into your sophomore year, the interceptions and things like that. You know, offensive line and penalties and things like that contributed to it, I guess.
Right.
How did you handle all that? Everything going on around you always makes the quarterback look bad,
right,
or look good.
Right. Yeah, the experience that I gained from that means a lot, because I know, you know, having 10 tip balls in the season that are all picked off, you know, those things don't help very much. But the experience on the offensive line is going to help tremendously. The guys around me being able to get the ball in their hands. And like I said, just going back to the basics, taking one play at a time, understanding what you're going to do every time. Those things are so important, and you can't get away from that. And at times, you know, it's easy to when you feel comfortable, you feel like you know everything. So.
Is there no such thing as a sophomore slump anymore?
I hate that term. But, you know, it's not a slump, because I feel like I grew so much. I got better. I understand our offense. I gained a ton of experience in a lot of different ways last year that's going to help me this year. So
what would you
just ready to play.
What would you say you did this offseason maybe to make yourself less comfortable? You know, just to.
Well, it's like Coach Davis told me. He said you just have to play, act like you're a pro. You know, learn from each mistake that you make in practice. Watch your film from last year. And we spent hours upon hours just studying and watching and learning and saying, why'd you go here with this? You know to go here. And I'm thinking that, what an idiot. What are you doing? Like, you know that. You know, so those things, it just takes time. Yeah, it takes time in the film room, taking a piece of paper and a pen and writing down each thing that you know, even though you've been through it 100 times, so it's just cemented in your mind. And then when you're out there actually doing it. So those things, it's tough. It's tough to play quarterback in college, and it's tough to be successful. But, you know, I feel like this year is going to be a great year.
So you'd say maybe you've become a little more of a student in the past year?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. I don't really know how to explain it, except that, you know, there's a comfortableness in the pocket. There's a comfortableness with your team. And sometimes you can be a little bit too much over one side or under. And, you know, for me, I'm, you know, this is like one of the things, staying in the pocket. Letting the pocket develop around you, step up and play through your reads and trust your offensive line. You know, that was hard last year. We got hit a lot, had to scramble a lot. This year in the spring, we worked so hard on staying in the pocket and letting it develop, letting things develop. And that's going to help so much, just that one little thing. You know, we go over a ton of stuff. But for me, I'm looking forward to the season. It's going to be great. The experiences that I've had playing for 2 years and knowing that I get to play for two more, it's just a blessing.
Colt, John Charles had an early series in Holiday Bowl. Do you have a sense of how the backups might be involved, including Sherrod, in the offense this year?
They're both really good quarterbacks. They both are starting to understand the game. They have, each one of them haven't got to play that much, but they're both great players. And to be able to get them on the field, to get John on the field, have the ball in his hands, you know, he's a playmaker. So I think we'll use them in different ways. We'll just have to see. Coach Davis does a great job of kind of figuring that stuff out. So 2 days will be fun.
Did John have